Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Openly Confessing Christ. In Matthew 10, 32 through 33, Jesus said, quote, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." And then to illustrate what he meant, Jesus said, quote, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." End of quote. That's Matthew 10:34. He then went on to say families would be divided over him, concluding with, quote, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Matthew 10:37. To confess Christ is to acknowledge him as number one above all others. Relationship with him is most important. Romans 10:9-10 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." We believe in our heart. And what is truly believed in the heart is confessed with the mouth. The mouth tells on the heart. Compare Matthew 12:34. The core issue is faith in the heart. But if it's real in the heart, the expectation is that it will be expressed in confession of the mouth. And the confession of salvation in Romans 10:9 is that Jesus is Lord, which is tied to belief in his resurrection. The resurrection declares the lordship of Christ, and true saving faith believes it. Romans 1:4 says Jesus was, quote, "declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead." Confessing Christ as Lord is not a meritorious or a human works thing. In addressing the saints at Corinth, Paul said they were, quote, "with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord," both theirs and ours, 1 Corinthians 1:2. And then, later in that same letter, Paul says, quote, "no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit," 1 Corinthians 12:3. What Paul meant by this is that no one can genuinely say Jesus is Lord and mean it except by the Holy Spirit. Clearly, people can say it and not mean it, as Jesus warned in Matthew 7:21-23, when he said, "Many will say, Lord, Lord, and he'll say, I never knew you." So it's not a matter of just professing. It's not a matter of just saying the right words. It's saying them and meaning them from the heart. John the Apostle said, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God." 1 John 4:15. We believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, which is indicative of salvation. This confession is affirmed in baptism, which is also an act of confession. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.